property on 854. 855, erroneous per taxpayer call. Mobile home, open porch, a wood deck, and garage were removed August 1, 2019.
It says removed occupancy.
Yep.
In the note.
Yep. The reason why they put that in there is because they would have sent it up as an occupancy. But due to the fact that the taxpayer called, they sent it up as erroneous from your guidance. Taxpayer calls stated that structure burned in November of 2018 on, that's 856, 862. Taxpayer did not receive a nightly rental letter and rents this property for a monthly basis.
When those burn, do we not get a fire report showing, like the statute says?
You're asking the wrong office on that one.
Yeah. I mean that's just examples as given in the statute.
On 863.
Okay, on the one, 856, that was the garage out at, goodness, we had, you mean we still had that on our tax rolls? That was the garage out on 160, 205-856.
I don't look them up on the map to see where they are, so I don't know.
You mean 863?
Pardon?
205-863.
No, I hadn't made it to that one yet.
You're talking about
the
garage.
That was out at 160, the big garage that we got calls on about. So I was surprised it's still on tax bill. Calls on asking.
But what number are you talking about?
The abatement number 205-856.
It's the one that has a structure burned in 11-18-2018. At the bottom of it. H63, the garage incorrectly assessed on the wrong parcel. 865, per taxpayer, residence was built in 2018, had never been put on, corrected per taxpayer's request.
We had a customer call the office and request because we didn't get their garage put on. That's Admiral of that customer.
What do you guys want to do on these?
I'm okay.
All of them?
As best I can be.
I understand. Label Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 11/25 of 19.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Let's see. We will be in recess. I have 10:03 a.m. and we'll be upstairs for a daily staff review and agenda request. We'll be recessed.